Welcome back to Clowncast, the show where everything looks like magic until you get close enough to see the wires. And then, honestly, the wires are kind of magic too.
And today we're doing the thing I have been dreading, which is I have to learn what all the parts are.
You have to learn what all the parts are.
Because last time we established why you want the AI machine to live in your house, you want the data to stay in your house, you want the thing to still work when a company changes its mind about a product. Great.
Motivated. Fired up.
And then you open a shopping cart, and it says B650 and DDR5-6000 and AE plus gold AEX3.x, and the motivation evaporates.
It just leaves the body.
So this one is the vocabulary episode. By the end, you should be able to read a spec sheet without drowning. And I want to write something specific through the whole thing, because I think the parts of a computer are almost aggressively well modeled by one particular system.
Please tell me it's not cars. Every computer explanation eventually becomes cars.
It's a kitchen.
Oh, okay.
A working restaurant kitchen. And I'm going to introduce the kitchen version first and then immediately give you the real word. Every single time. Because you actually have to shop for these. Nobody sells you a chef.
Good. Because I was about to ask whether I could just walk into Micro Center and say I'd like a saucier.
We'll get to the saucier. Actually, genuinely.
Fantastic.
So, the chef, one person, very fast, very skilled, makes the decisions, handles anything complicated. That's your CPU, central processing unit.
And ours is?
An AMD Ryzen 5 7600X.
Which means nothing to me yet, but I'm writing it down.
The thing about the chef is that they're incredible at complicated logic. This order came in weird. This ticket needs to change. This thing has to happen before that thing. Brilliant. And they are terrible at doing the same simple task a million times in a row.
Because it's one person.
Because it's one person. If you need 10,000 carrots julienned identically, the chef is the worst possible tool. The chef is going to do carrot 1, carrot 2, carrot 3, extremely well, at the speed of a human.
So who does the carrots?
The line cooks. That's the GPU. Graphics processing unit. Each one knows less than the chef. Each one is worse at handling weirdness, but they all work at the same time.
How many line cooks are we talking?
So I have to correct something here, and I want to do it out loud because it matters. An earlier draft of this material, mine, ours, described the GPU as 100 line cooks.
Which sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot, and it's wrong by orders of magnitude. The real number is thousands, and the scale is the entire insight. So getting it wrong isn't a rounding thing. It kills the whole point.
Okay, so how many thousands?
I don't know, and I'm not going to guess, because that's exactly the failure mode we just corrected. Nobody checked the exact core count on this specific card for this episode. It's not in the project's research. So, thousands, unverified beyond that.
I respect it. Annoying, but I respect it.
Ours is a used NVIDIA RTX 3090. And episode 3 is going to be entirely about why that part is the AI part, but the seat of it is right here. The thing AI does, at the bottom, is the same small piece of arithmetic performed an absurd number of times.
Carrots.
It's carrots all the way down.
So the chef is useless for AI.
The chef is not useless. The chef is running the kitchen. But if the menu is 10,000 identical carrots, you want the cooks. That's the whole split.
Okay, keep going. What's next?
Counter space. How much room you have to actually work on right now. Ingredients out. Half-finished plates. The stuff in front of you. That's our in. Random access memory. Ours is 32 gigabytes.
And when the power goes up?
Everything on the counter is gone. Why? Our AM doesn't survive power loss.
That is a genuinely upsetting kitchen.
Now, here's the one I want you to actually hold on to, because it's the one that decides what you can and cannot do with this machine. The line cooks have their own counter, physically separate, physically attached to the graphics card itself.
Wait, the cooks don't share the chef's counter.
They do not. That's RAM. Video RAM. Ours is 24 gigabytes, and two things about it. One, it determines which AI models you can run at all. Not run slowly. Run at all. Two, and this is the part that should make you sit up. You cannot add more later.
You can't just buy another counter.
It's soldered to the card. If you want more of RAM, you buy a different card. That's it. That's the whole option set.
So this is a decision you make once,
Once. Episode 4 is about nothing but this.
It's the one part where the shopping decision is permanent.
It's the one where I'll upgrade later is not on the table. Everything else in this build, you can revisit. Not that.
Okay, what about the stuff that does survive the power going out?
The pantry, storage, solid-state drive, or specifically NVMe, which is the flavor that plugs directly into the board instead of hanging off a cable.
Why does that matter?
Shorter trip. It's the difference between reaching into a cabinet at your elbow and walking to the back room. Ours is 1 terabyte.
And this is where the stuff lies when the machine is off.
Right. Counter is right now. Pantry is forever. That distinction trips people up constantly. And it's the reason I have plenty of storage. Why is it slow as a confused sentence?
Because those are two different rooms.
Two different rooms. Now, here's where I want to change metaphors. Because the kitchen has been doing work, but it's about to hit a wall.
What's the wall?
The motherboard. In kitchen terms, it's just the kitchen, which is true and completely useless. Everything plugs into it. It decides what fits. Ours is a B650.
That does feel like a shrug of an explanation.
So let's get specific. In the 1800s, Georges Auguste Escoffier reorganized the professional kitchen into what's called the Brigade de Cuisine, named stations. The saucier does sauces. The poissonnier does fish. The guard manger does the cold station.
There he is, the saucier.
Told you. And here's the thing that makes it the right ride for a motherboard. The value of the brigade isn't any individual station. It's that the structure is agreed on in advance. A saucier trained in one kitchen can walk into a completely different kitchen in a different country and know where they stand and what plugs into what.
Though, so the structure is the product.
The structure is the product. And that's exactly what a motherboard is. It is not a component that does a job. It's the agreement about where everything goes so that parts made by companies who have never spoken to each other can work together.
Which brings up something I've genuinely wondered. How does that work? Like, AMD makes the chip, some other company makes the memory, another one makes the case. Nobody's on a group chat.
They're not. And the answer is a standard called ADX.
Which is what exactly?
It's an agreement about where the screw holes go, where the connectors go, what size the board is. That's it. That's the whole thing.
That sounds like the least interesting sentence anyone has ever said.
It is the least interesting sentence anyone has ever said, and it is the reason a person can build a computer in their house.
Okay, defend that.
So let me write something else. In the 1950s, a trucking guy named Malcolm McLean got fed up with how cargo was loaded onto ships, which at the time meant longshoremen hand-stacking barrels and crates and sacks. Every ship a custom puzzle. Every port a different set of problems.
That sounds like a nightmare.
And his fix was not clever. His fix was a box. A rigid metal box with agreed-on dimensions and agreed-on corner fittings.
The shipping container.
The shipping container. And the box itself is deeply boring. Nobody has ever been excited about a shipping container, but because the dimensions are fixed, a crane in one port can pick up a box from any port, and a truck chassis anywhere fits any box.
And that reorganized global trade.
It reorganized global trade. The most boring specification in the room did the most work.
And ADX is the shipping container of computers.
ADX is the shipping container of computers. And there's a verified fact from the project's research that makes this concrete. Every rack mount chassis that was checked takes a standard AEX board and a standard AEX power supply. No proprietary parts anywhere.
Why does that matter?
Because it means I want it in a rack mount case is a shape choice, not a whole different category of machine. You're not buying server hardware. You're buying the same parts in a differently shaped box.
The box changed and nothing else had to.
Which is the container. Exactly.
Okay, so what's the box in our case?
It's a rack mount case, meant to sit in a rack, like studio equipment. Ours is a Roswell RSVL4500U, and it's a 4U.
For what?
U. It's a size. Rack equipment is measured in U. And 1U is 1¾ inches. So 4U is 7 inches tall.
7 inches of height budget.
7 inches of height budget. And this is where we get the best story in the build so far.
Though.
So the cooling. Getting heat out is a whole job. The chip makes heat. Heat has to leave. Or the machine throttles or dies. Ours is a metal tower with a fan on it, sitting on the CPU.
A tower, which is tall.
which is tall, and the cooler originally chosen for this build was a Peerless Assassin 120SC, which is 155 millimeters tall.
And the case fits how much?
Verified cooler clearance in the Roswell is 152 millimeters. The other chassis that was considered, a Slidger CX4200A, is 153.
So it doesn't fit.
By 3 millimeters.
3 millimeters.
3 millimeters. And this was caught on paper, reading spec sheets, before anything was purchased. The alternative version of that discovery is the case open, the parked spot, the cooler in your hand, and it does not go in.
Okay, that's a great story, and I feel very good about it.
Yeah, so, don't feel good about it yet.
Why not?
Because it is not a clean win, and I want to say this in the same breath. The replacement cooler is a Noctua NHD90, and the project keeps a list of things it could not verify. On that list, word for word, is cooler heights for the NHD90.
Wait, so the fix for the height problem
is a part whose height nobody checked.
Oh, that's so annoying.
The price was verified. The height was not, and it's very probably fine. The NHD9L is not a big cooler, that's the whole reason it got picked. But probably fine is exactly what was true of the last one, right up until it wasn't.
It's the same mistake one step down the chain.
Same species of error, one link further along. And I think that's more honest than the version where we tell the story as and then we caught it and everything was great.
Yeah, okay, so what's left?
We had chef, cooks, canters, pantry, kitchen, box, cooling.
Power supply. PSU. It converts wall power into what the parts actually need. Different voltages, different amounts.
And this is a boring one, right?
Just get one.
This is the one that punishes you sideways. If you undersize the power supply, you don't get a clean, obvious not enough power error. You get crashes, random ones, that look identical to 100 other problems.
Oh, so you go looking for a software bug.
You go looking for a software bug for 3 weeks. Ours is 850 watts.
Note to self, do not cheap out on the invisible one.
There's one more standard I want to name, and it's the one that determines how long the machine stays useful. The socket, the physical slot the CPU sits in.
And sockets have versions.
Sockets have lifespans. Ours is AM5. And the verified reason it was chosen is that AM5 is supported through 2029 with future chip generations. The alternative that was considered, server sockets, are dead ends. Whatever chip you buy is the last chip that will ever fit.
So you could upgrade the chef later without replacing the kitchen.
That's the bet, and I want to flag what kind of claim that is, because it's a different kind than the 3mm thing. Supported through 2029 is a manufacturer roadmap. It's not a measurement of anything. Roadmaps slip.
So it's a plan, not a fact.
It's a plan someone published. The repo asserts it without marking it either way, which is itself a little telling.
Okay, can we do the prices? Because I have been waiting.
We can do the prices. Verified figures from the build recommendation. Graphics card. Use 3090, 24 gigs. $1,000 to $1,300. CPU. 166 to 199. Board. 140 to 170. RAM. 375 to 450. Storage. 190 to 240. Power supply. 139.99. Chassis. 229.99. Cooling. 33 to 85. External backup drive. Encrypted. 175 to 215. Rack. 0. Because it's a shelf.
And the total.
2483 to 3125. And to $3,000 ceiling.
So it fits, mostly.
So it fits at the low end and pokes out at the high end. But here is the thing I have to say in the same breath as those numbers, and the project's own research notes record it.
Oh.
All of that retail pricing is Newegg only.
Only.
Only. Amazon, Micro Center, Best Buy, PC Park Picker, Camel, all of them block automated fetching, so not one of those figures has been cross-checked against a second retailer.
Not one.
With one exception, the graphics card was checked against 5 separate trackers.
So the most expensive part is the most verified part.
The most expensive part is the most verified part, and everything else in that table is one chop's price on one day.
And after last episode, I know exactly what pattern that is.
Yeah, you've seen the shape now.
It's the thing where the confidence of the presentation doesn't match the confidence of the underlying check.
And a table is especially good at hiding that, because every row looks the same. Same font, same alignment, same number of decimal places. One of those rows was checked 5 ways. The rest were checked once.
And the table doesn't tell you which is which.
The table cannot tell you which is which. That's a job that doesn't get done by the table. That's a job you have to do yourself. Every time, by asking of each line, where did this actually come from?
That's grim and correct.
It's the shipping container thing again. Weirdly, but inverted. Standard format makes everything look interchangeable. Usually that's the superpower. Sometimes it's the trap. Because a well-formatted row of numbers is a container, that doesn't tell you what's inside it.
Oof. Okay, so what don't we know?
Quite a lot, actually. And I want to end there rather than tie it off.
Hit me.
First, we do not know whether the graphics card physically fits the case.
I'm sorry, what? That's the most expensive part.
That's the most expensive part. The clearance figure we have is derived from the cooler clearance. It isn't taken from anybody's actual tested build. And it gets worse. The chassis is definitively incompatible with its own GPU holder installed.
Its own bracket doesn't work with the card.
And a card around 336 millimeters long also requires removing the middle fan bracket, which costs airflow. In a case that's housing a 350 watt card.
So you take out fans to fit the thing that makes the most heat.
That's the trade-off sitting there unresolved.
Okay, what else?
We don't know how tall the NHD9L actually is. Still unverified. That one's just sitting there.
The 3mm problem's replacement.
Right. And we don't know what rack rails or a shelf cost. Every source URL for that 400 Ford. The project records that as its single largest remaining pricing gap.
The $0 line in the table.
The $0 line in the table is zero because it's a shelf. And nobody has priced the alternative.
Underprices.
And we don't know whether any of the non-GPU prices survive contact with a second retailer. Nobody has looked. Not we looked and they held. Nobody has looked.
So the honest summary is, we have a parts list, we have a story about what each part does, and we have 4 open questions, one of which is, does the expensive part go in the box?
That's the honest summary.
All right, what's next time?
Next time is the one I've been promising all episode, why a pile of not very smart parallel workers is the thing that makes AI possible at all. What the carrots actually are, mathematically. And why an industry that built these chips to draw video game shadows accidentally built the hardware for something else entirely.
The Line Cooks episode.
The Line Cooks episode. See you then.